Good morning. I am Skip LaCour. It's a brand new day, and this is our Morning Connection. How are you doing this morning? Hey, let's just jump right into our daily disciplines. What was that thing that you did yesterday that impressed even you? Whether you consider yourself having really high standards or you know you need a kick in the butt because you're not doing the things that you know you should be doing, every single day, no matter where we are in our lives, if we're really winning, really doing the things, really making progress, or we're lacking in that area, every single day we do something that goes beyond the norm, what we'd normally do. And we need to take notice of those things, right? So what was that thing that you did that impressed even you, that you stretched yourself a little bit further than you normally would, right? Was that in the gym? Was that with your work? So that staying up a little bit longer to finish a project? What was it for you? What was that thing that you did yesterday? We want to always take notice of those things. As we look back on our day, preferably we want to notice these things right when we're doing them, right? Build that momentum, build that confidence. Again, confidence is generated not when somebody tells you you're doing something great, not when they notice it. It's when you notice it. You know yourself, you know what you're capable of, you know when you're stretching yourself. That's what builds confidence, when you impress yourself. So what was that for you yesterday? And then what was that cool moment when you realized that, hey, life is great, the things that you're doing is great, something you noticed, maybe in other people, in your relationships, maybe it could be an accomplishment, I guess, right? But away from the accomplishment, just that life is great. What was that cool moment? And did you notice, did you say, wow, this is cool because of this mental conditioning from this Morning Connection podcast? You were able to notice that right at the time, that at least this is in the running for the coolest moment of the day. And then let's take a moment and think about that thing that you really want. Visualize. If you got on a roll, if you were unstoppable, if you took all these things that we talk about in this Morning Connection podcast and you started actually executing them every single day, you know, you did things that impressed yourself. You built confidence. You took the rest to stretch yourself and try other things that are different from the way that you normally think. And that's what I want to talk about today. But you do things that you know you should do, but they're not in your normal way of thinking, but you know you should do them. So you get them done day after day after day. You build this momentum, right? You start learning how to read other people, to figure out what they need. You create value giving them what they need rather than what you think they should have, right? You have more trust and faith in other people. You have more trust and faith in yourself, right? Things start working out, and you do that for 3 months, for 6 months, for a year, for 3 years. You'd just be unstoppable. Just think of all the opportunities. It's probably even hard to even think about all the opportunities because that would be so different than the way you think and take action today. But if you were to do that, or when you do that, right, what would be that thing that you would accomplish? What would your life be like? What's that thing that you really want? It could be some type of an achievement. I always like to use like bodybuilding training type of things because, you know, that's how we got together, our mutual passion for exercise and fitness. Bodybuilding, training, whatever it is for you, whatever level you're at. But maybe it's that ideal physique. And maybe for some of you, you always want to enter a bodybuilding contest. So think of what that physique would look like on stage 3 years from now, if that's what you want. Or hell, not even on stage. You're at a beach or a house party in the summer with this awesome physique that you've worked for, right? Maybe it's a job or a position that you really want at your job, right? You would think about how you'd walk, talk, act. You're right there in that setting, in that position at your job. Maybe it's your own business, right? You want to be an entrepreneur. You've got this business plan. It's going to take you just stepping up every single day, thinking, acting differently to make that business happen. And not just make it happen. You want it to be really successful and profitable, right? Think about that picture in your head. Or maybe it's a tremendously awesome house. Right, the house for your family, your children, your wife, your husband, whatever it may be. And it would just take you just stepping up every single day. Right, we're going to start from there, get that picture in our heads, get it really clear. By this time, we've been talking about this for a couple weeks now. that picture should be getting more and more clear. Maybe you've changed the picture. Maybe, no. I want better than that. I want more than that. So it's change. But if we do this every single day, just stop and take a moment every single day, you know, it's going to have such an impact on what how you think and what you do every single day, because you're starting there and then you're working backwards. And then hopefully you start thinking, hey, if I'm really the person to make that thing that I really want happen, you know, how would he be listening to this Morning Connection podcast? You know, if you're not listening to this Morning Connection podcast and you made that decision that you know this type of thinking every single day, reserving a half an hour for you to think in this manner every single day, and you're not listening to just this, passively listening to this for a half an hour every single day, after you decided that this is what you can really do to make things start really happening in your life, and you're not doing them, would the person, just say 3 years now from now, in that position or that thing that you really, really want, would he just simply be following through, and it wouldn't be such a challenge to follow through and even listen to this podcast in a passive manner every single day, download it, listen to it in this part of your day? Of course not. That person who would be unstoppable, you, who achieved that thing, that experience, that thing that you really, really want, hell, this would be nothing for him, right? He would do this. Geez, that would be such an easy part of the process, right? So when you start with that huge dream, your everyday little things maybe you're battling with, you can't get yourself to do, when you step into that vision, that dream of who, of the person who could really have that, these little things that you're battling with, they become easy. Because you know you got to do that and a whole lot more, right? That's why you start with the end in mind, right? So what's that thing that you really want? Welcome to this Morning Connection podcast, podcast number 79. I'm still deciding, you know, how I'm going to, you know, do this. Is this going to be podcast number 79 out of 100 days in a row with Skip LaCour, right? You and me, our 100 podcast journey. Or, you know, I'm looking for those emails. I'm looking for ways to make this the highest and best use of my time. And here we are at podcast number 79. So that means that you and I have 21 more podcasts to decide if this is something that we want to continue. And how will we determine that? You know, by your participation. Because, you know, I know what I'm saying is cool stuff. If you're listening to this right now, I already know that I've sold you on the fact that this is a cool little thing to listen to passively listen to, right? And that's great. 100 podcasts, I can provide that for you. Awesome. I'm glad I could do that for you. Hey, this has been helpful for me too. But is this the highest and best use of my time? What's going to determine that? Or when I say things like, hey, I want to your help. You're listening to this, you're benefiting from this. And hey, send me an email. Send me an email, whether it's two sentences or two paragraphs or two pages about, you know, how this has stimulated thoughts and actions and have helped you. And I say, hey, the reason why I want those from you is because I want to start posting your words, not my words, how the Morning Connection podcast is so awesome. I want to post your words on my social media circles to get other people interested in it. You know, you doing that, right? That's something that I'm asking for you. If you want me to continue this, what I need to do is I need to have more people listen to it, right? Not just our little secret, you know, trust me. You know, I've got a lot of things going on, and so I do the same. I'm doing what I tell you you need to do all the time. You can't just do the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. You can't just do things that feel good. You got to do the things that most make the biggest impact on your big picture of where you want to go. And even though they may feel good, even though you may like doing them, even though someone may give you a couple pats on the back, is it really leading you to where you really want to go, right? So email, a couple emails, you know, and I got that idea about you guys talking about sending me emails and telling me how much this Morning Connection podcast is helping you, because I was on this Facebook page of this personality and fitness, and I mean, I swear to God, that person must post at least 10 times a day some letters from, you know, other people about how great their diet is. You know, oh my God. And I'm thinking, geez, if you just did the actual testimonials, and I don't know if they're just keep on revolving. I don't read them because to me that's overkill. You know, it's like I almost want to not like this page because it's just hammering me. Okay, I get it. You know, I don't want to do anything like that, right? Hell, maybe I should. Maybe I should break away from my way of thinking and do that. But anyway, so I'm asking you for your words so you can help other people join in what you think is so valuable, if you do indeed think this is a valuable use of your time, right? Second thing, I ask you, hey, why don't we get other people involved? Why don't I get you involved in your podcast? Send me a MP3, a sound file of you saying our introduction. Good morning. I am your name. It's a brand new day, and this is your morning connection. I've got a few of those, right? I want to edit those into the introduction and have you take part of our ritual, our daily ritual, right? So that's another way we can expand this past 100 podcasts, right? And the other thing is when I post this on social media, hell, if you're listening to this iTunes, you could go down there and rate that 5 stars. You can put your comments down below. If I post this on Facebook, you know, share it, like it. Maybe put a few comments after you listen to it. Come back to the Facebook page and say, hey, that was a cool point. I could really relate to this point that you said. Again, so when I get up in the morning and I use my most valuable, my most creative time to share this with you, right? Share this information, get us thinking in this manner, right? Same amount of work, half hour of talking, thinking, you know, editing, uploading, posting it, same amount of time and effort, but it reaches more and more people, right? Highest and best use of my time. That's how you can help me. So, you know, I'm not going to, here we are in podcast number 79. I'm not going to talk about this over and over and over again, but I do, it's again, I execute all the things that I believe to be true that I believe that what I need to do, and I preach and I talk about, and I talk about ways for you to get what you want. And part of it is, you know, you have to get the help of other people who you're providing value to, ask them for their help. And that's what I'm doing right here. I'm not going to do this every single podcast. So like I said, if this is something that is helping you, or 100 is good. 100 is good. Because like I said, here's the strategy, right? So 100 days of podcast. We just talked about what was going on in life, stimulating thought, right? And so then after 100, you know, this will be posted on skiplacour.com or on iTunes. You can go back to 1 and listen to those 100 podcasts in a row again. And you're a different person than you were 100 days ago. So when you hear the same information, it's going to be processed a whole lot differently. Have you ever done that, like with a book or some training program? A lot of people do this with my Manformation program, is that they go through it, that's who they were at the time, they learn all these things, they apply it, they feel the benefits, they're feeling good, they're taking more action, right? And then 2 years later, they'll go through it because they're that different person. And I've had so many comments like, wow, I didn't hear that the first time, or this is what it means to me now. So in 100 days, you can go back to number one of this Morning Connection podcast in your same time frame, your same system, right? You download at this time in the morning, you listen to it while you're at the gym or you're in your commute or however you do it, you can do that all again. Do that another round of 100. You got like 300 days. That's like 1 year of this type of mental and emotional conditioning, all right? So again, you know, got about 3 weeks before we make our decision on where we go with this. But I'm not going to keep on talking about that. I really believe, hey, I've asked for your help in spreading the message with this. Okay, if the product is good enough, right? If the product is good enough, I won't have to, you know, go on this campaign every single podcast, right? Isn't that true, right? So, you know, the thing that I want to talk about today is when you want to take your life to the next level, right? You want to become somebody you haven't become yet. Maybe you've written down on your goals or you've talked about doing it, right? We all know, or we should know, that, you know, more of the same type of thinking, more of the same type of thinking isn't what's going to really do it. And it's certainly not going to do it at a faster rate, right? You have to interject new thoughts, new ideas, right? So I think we know that. And that's part of this. Maybe there's things that I talk about during this Morning Connection podcast that are really helpful to you. And then you start talking about with your friends, and now you're taking more action, right? So the interjecting new thoughts, like in this Morning Connection podcast, I think we know that, right? But here's the challenge. There's just so much information out there. There's so many people yapping at you, talking to you, right? And, you know, you're on your smartphone, your laptop, your desktop. I mean, there's podcasts, there's blogs, there's websites. Now it's so much more convenient for all this information to be thrown at you. And because, you know, doing a podcast like this one or YouTube videos, it's so easy for anybody to do it now. You know, the 19-year-old kid who wants to step up on a platform and tell you how to live your life, right, from his vast experience and knowledge and passion, right? Now he can, you know, if he's technologically savvy, he can produce something better than the old sage veteran who's really gone through all these things, right? So now the level of entry to step on a platform, you know, it has been opened up to a lot of people. So your job of deciphering which information, right, that you want to put into your head, the new thoughts, right, that you know you need, now it's a lot tougher. And so what I've noticed in myself, it's a lot more challenging for me to focus on, you know, just one source of information, one person to just really sell me on. And that's what I've noticed in myself, because I'm just like you. To get to where I want to go, right, I can't just be, it doesn't matter how much success I've experienced in the past in certain areas. You know, I have to have a new way of thinking, and that's with new ideas in areas of life that I haven't put a lot of time into. I got to go to those people, go to those sources, and get new ways of thinking. All right, that's the first step. That's almost the easiest step sometimes, right? Then they've got to sell you, and then you got to change all your habits and way of doing things. All your actions have to change. But again, it starts with the thoughts. But if I can't focus on one person to, you know, give me those new ideas because I'm just click, click, clicking away, a little skimming this, you know, you can't have that type of, so many different options, and there's no depth in one option, right? You can't just graze a lot of different sources. You got to lock in. Someone's got to sell you on their ideas, and then you got to just dig in and walk, talk, breathe, think like that one person, right? You can't just skim a whole bunch of different ones. I see myself kind of doing that, right? I just was doing that today. There's this one person on Facebook that I heard from a friend, from a business associate, however. Guy seems really interesting, right? And he clicks something, and with all the things that I got, oh yeah, that's cool. I got to make sure I come back to that, right? I think about that. I've said that maybe a few times already, right? And so where am I spending my time? Here, there, listening to this, hearing this, knowing that I need this information, where maybe I don't need to skim through 10 different people. Maybe I need to just lock in on that one person, just dive in totally for 3 months. Maybe that'll give me everything that I need to change those thoughts, improve those thoughts that create the other actions, right? And so my question is, are you having that same challenge? You know, I have my Results University, my comprehensive bodybuilding and training course, along with my Manformation program. And I totally believe, for a lot of you guys out there, and you know, I've dealt with you guys for so many years on so many different levels. Man, if you want to learn about bodybuilding and training, and then again with the Manformation, because I've dealt with guys and the guys like us who have who have been drawn to bodybuilding and training, right? Man, this is the thing. Man, we're talking about your life. We're talking about these thoughts that lead to action. I'm thinking, why wouldn't everybody just invest in this, right? Why wouldn't they do this? And by the time they go through the 26 hours of video and the 23 hours of audio plus the 11 hours of man formation, they would come out a whole different person, right? And I'm thinking, you know, because they think it's cool, they might even buy it, but now they have to focus and they have to absorb every word and all the experiences that I've gone through over the last 25 years and how I present it. So it would be focusing on me, making that commitment, putting some skin in the game. And now once this information is, man, you got to block out all the other stuff, at least for a while, like for 3 months, all the other gurus, all the other coaches that you've been skimming through, but not jumping in at any depth. And then you got to just climb in to my thing. I guarantee you, you come out the other side, you will know this backwards and forwards. I'll jump you 10 years ahead in the bodybuilding and training process, and I will give you distinctions about being that man you really want to be. It'll jump you 10 years. So if you're 22, you'll think like the 32-year-old version of you just from those 3 months of focus, right, on all my thoughts that and actions that I not only have experienced and got from other people, but I also have explained it in a certain manner, right? A skill set in explaining it, right? I can, 10 years of your life and your frustration, your way of thinking, I can guarantee I will jump you up for your three-month investment of totally focusing. And I try to get that message across to these guys who are struggling just by the questions that I can ask. And it just made me think, hey, that's what I need to do. That's what I need to do. So my question for you to think about is, okay, I think you pretty much know that. Just keep on doing what you're doing, thinking the way you're thinking. You know, I mean, you might chip ahead. You might inch your way ahead if you're lucky. But obviously, you know, doing the things that you've always been doing, thinking the way you've always been thinking, it hasn't worked up until this point. So I think we can agree you need to interject new ideas, new thoughts that are different than yours, right? So when you get sold on that person that can help you, then you got to dig in and block everything out and just focus, right? And then the other challenge that I thought about, because again, I'm always thinking about how can I, you know, take my life, how can I take everything I do to the next level? And so now I'm thinking, the other challenge is that those things, when we have, you know, decided, okay, we need to focus on this, so we even choose a mentor, someone to dive into, to give us those thoughts, and we know we need to take action, that's not always, it's not an easy process. It's somewhat painful, not painful like, oh, this sucks. It's like, I don't know, taking bitter tasting medicine. It's not necessarily that bad when I say that it sucks, but it's nothing like we normally do things. If we just went to our mentor and got their information, and we decided we needed folks and we just dug in and they told us to think like this, even though we think like that, and we think that's important, they tell you that's not important. The things that we think are so important, they say they're not, or vice versa, or whatever, right? You know, we have to change our way of thinking and doing and change our priorities and make big deals out of things that we never thought were a big deal. And maybe all our friends convinced us those aren't big deals, right? We have to make big deals out of things that we don't think are big deals. And we're going to need to stop making big deals out of things our mentor tells us that isn't important. That's what the masses think. That's why they're not successful. Quit making a big deal out of that. You need to make a big deal out of this. Right, that's how it's going to feel, right? If it was just what you naturally think and have already been doing, you wouldn't need to be focusing on this area, right? So it's going to be somewhat painful because it's so uncomfortable, and you have to switch around a lot of things in your life, right? You know, if you're always focused on, I don't know, gossiping people who pick on those who are successful and always look for the chinks in their armors, why they're successful, but yeah, look at this, right? And you've got some comfort in that. And that's just a habit that you've conditioned your mind to look at that. And your mentor says, you know what? That's what poor people think. That's what people who don't have great physiques think. That's what people are frustrated thinking. You can't look at that. You got to start looking at people, that person, say, wow, he's got to that level. How can I incorporate those things in my life? How can I abandon my current way of thinking, at least for 3 months, and do exactly the way they do it? Even though it just seems so counterintuitive, so stupid to me, and all my friends who are struggling like me all agree that he's stupid, but I'm sick and tired of being that way. I got to just do it and be like him instead of being like me for 3 months. That's not a comfortable process, right? If it was so comfortable, you would do it. You would have done it a long time ago. And the other thing is that that's being proactive, right? It's easy for you, I don't know, to invest in Results University or my Man Information program or my one-on-one coaching when you are just sick and tired. You're in so much pain. You're sick of struggling. You know, feeling down, feeling out. You've hit your bottom or you're close to it. Sometimes that's easier just to, okay, obviously what I'm doing is not working. I must try something new. Here's the Skip LaCour information. I'm ready. I'm willing to invest. Yeah, but you know what? Two things. One, you don't want to wait until that point in time, right? Until life sucks. You're in so much pain. That's number one. And here's the other thing. The other point is that the mind does this thing where it doesn't matter how much things suck. You know, we want to do everything to keep from putting a bullet to our head, right? Ending things because focusing on things like that life sucks so much, right? It's just a human defense mechanism. So what we do is we start justifying things and start saying, no, this doesn't suck. Hey, there's plenty of people like me. And those people there, you know, they're not happy. So this and that. So your life could totally suck. And it would be perfectly normal for you to rationalize all the reason why it doesn't suck. And why is that important? Well, if you're really good at that, which a lot of people are, you're never going to hit rock bottom to feel the pain to make changes. And your life could totally suck, scale from 1 to 10. It could be a 2, 2.5. But because of that defense mechanism, that survival mechanism, you can spin life's events in such a manner that you can think you're living life in an 8.5. It's not so bad. All the people I hang around, they're kind of like this. You could be living at a 2.5, but convince yourself it's an 8.5, and you will never change because you'll never feel that pain. And if you really think that in your mind, if you rationalize your life is an 8.5, and you're going to just, oh, well, I'm going to invest in Results University. Here's my $197. Or this coaching, I'm going to pay $300 a month to talk to this guy for 30 minutes every single week. Or, you know, I'm going to buy this ebook from That's not going to happen. If you really have convinced yourself that your life is 8.5, why? What? Just because you want to take in some more information, you're going to invest your money in this? You see what I'm saying? So it's a positive thing that you look at the bright side in life. But if you've convinced yourself life is an 8.5, you are not going to do the things we talked about in this podcast. You're not going to just focus on one. You're going to continue skimming on all the information. You're not going to just dive into one. You're certainly not going to put any of your hard-earned dollars investment into the game, right, to learn it. And then even if you were to do that, man, now you got to have 3 months of that somewhat pain of becoming the person and thinking like a person that is so foreign to you, or you would already had it. But you know you got to do it. Now you got to start rearranging all your priorities and making big deals out of things that were never a big deal, and vice versa. Switch things up. Help working out is the biggest thing that you got going for you, and you've always believed that's the best thing in the world. And you got up in the morning, and man, you just put all your physical, mental, emotional energy into your workout. And then you walked out of the gym saying at 7:30, wow, look at me. I just worked out. I did something that 99% of the population can't do. And if I'm talking like I've got a lot of passion, like I can really identify, yeah, that's what I thought. That was my normal way of thinking. That helped me become a 6-time national champion drug-free bodybuilder and having the privilege of having this platform to talk to you today. Right? Because that's where my energy, my focus, my priority, that was my way of thinking. It led me to those results. All right? Great. Okay? But just think, I'm putting that passion, energy, focus. It didn't go into business. It didn't go into creating new cutting edge supplementation so I can have this business set up and help people and provide the best nutritional supplements all over the world. That energy didn't go there. And I know people say, well, it doesn't have to be either or. I understand that, right? But the way I prioritize things, it all showed up into my body. And that energy focus and determination and all that time, you know. And even when I was done, you know, if you're thinking, wow, life is an 8.5. I just had the greatest workout in the world. And then you wonder why you're not taking the steps to even start that business. Or, you know, you're not spending time having connected relationships. This is, I hear a lot in the fitness business, in the industry, and I'm not even talking about professional bodybuilders or whatever, is that their relationships suck. They just suck. They know they suck. They blame their partner, whatever, yet they will break down their workouts to the nth degree, wake up in the middle of the night to, I don't know, have a protein shake, get up in the first thing in the morning, put all their passion and energy, break down their workout, whatever, right? And then they've got this partner in front of them that they're disconnecting. They're thinking, what's their problem? Where, I'm not telling a person what to do, but what if you were to break down, what are their needs? How can I fulfill their needs? You know, how can I create a win-win situation? This is doable. This is doable. This is important to my long-range success. This will make me happy, right? Instead of looking at them like, hey, what's their problem? And I'm not telling a person what to do, but just think of how you attack the weights, right? You attack the weights like, oh man, this is my destiny. This is my identity. This makes me feel good. Oh, let me read some more information on how to get one more rep or 5 more pounds. And you got from the gym that, man, I gave it all. I left my all in the gym, right? And then you have a partner that's right across the way, and you are not motivated to break it down on how to connect with this person. It's just this impossible thing like, oh God, how can I do it? Boy, what's their problem? And you just put all that energy into your freaking working out and breaking it down, every single strategy, every single micronutrient that went in your body, and you wrote about it, you talked about it, you did this, you whatever, and you were so fulfilled. And then they see you putting that energy and passion and dedication and time and effort into your workout, and when they got a little problem, you just all of a sudden turn into this little defenseless mouse that can't figure it out. Oh, you're throwing up your hands already, and you're wondering why you're not connecting with them. I see this all the time, and I'm not telling you what to do, but the point is that relationship in front of you isn't impossible. It's not impossible. It's just your energy, your time, your effort, your emotion is going somewhere else. So to build one more inch on your biceps is not impossible, yet dealing with this person that you've made this commitment to, that you say you want a relationship, but they'd only straighten up, that's impossible. What message are you sending to them how much you care about them? Don't you think that they would just want, God, if I could just have them put half the energy into me that they're putting into their workout, just think where our relationship would be. Yet you don't see that. I'm just using that example, but if you don't have the things in life you want, where are you allocating your thoughts, energy, effort, time? It's not going into that thing that you say you want, because at this stage, it's not your normal way of thinking, right? And trust me, if I'm talking like I know what I'm talking about, like, wow, he's really talking from the soul. He's really talking from the gut, because these are the life lessons that I've learned along the way. If you don't have the things in life you want, man, you're just not thinking or taking action in the way to make it happen, because it's not possible. It's just you haven't figured out the way how to make it happen. And so how do you make that happen, right? Again, you got to focus on one source of information, right? And locking it with all the information, you got to be able to whittle it down to maybe one or two mentors, someone who can interject those new thoughts and actions into your mind, right? It's not more of the same. You hanging around other bodybuilders or fitness people who think all relationships suck and, boy, my partners suck. Can you believe it? Yeah, I know what you're talking about, sister. I know what you're talking about, brother. That's not going to help you, because it's just going to help you think and reaffirm everything you already think. Just solidify it, right? And so you're going to walk up to your partner again that you're having the troubles with. And yeah, you know, everybody agrees with me how stupid this person is, or how unreasonable they are. Can't they believe this is my destiny, having this muscle, right? So you need to interject new thoughts. And maybe I'm interjecting, hey, wow, I know Skip's gone through this. You know, he seems to have made a manformation, an evolution. Man, maybe there's something to what he's saying. Maybe I can speed up this process a little. Hopefully I've interjected maybe a new way of thinking. I'm not telling you to do anything differently, but at least maybe I've interjected a new way of thinking when it comes to your relationships and your fitness and how you allocate your energy and why you're successful in one and not successful in another. Hell, do whatever the hell you want, right? But now you have new thoughts that get put into your system. You can't change anything about your future or where you're going until it first starts with those thoughts, right? And then you got to buy into it like, hey, this feels uncomfortable. I don't know, man. I know what you're saying. I guess it kind of makes sense. I know I should do what I say. I want that. But man, I got to think differently, reprioritize. I can't walk out of the gym thinking, wow, now the rest of life is gravy because I just had that 1 hour, hour and a half of an intense workout. Maybe I need to sack up. That's just a small part of my day. Man, I got to put that same kind of effort into two more areas of my life, sack up, and get to work. This day is only a third done with that workout. Hey, it was nice, but man, my standards are too low. You got to change your way of thinking and take an action, reprioritize things if you really want to make that thing happen. Right? And that's going to feel uncomfortable. Right? So, about making change, about changing thoughts. So, hey, again, send me an email. I want to hear how this is stimulating thought. Tell me if you disagree, right? skip@skiplacour.com. All right. So have a great day, and we'll connect again tomorrow.